Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show highlights some of the best Italian crime films from the 70s. I hope you enjoy the show. At the end of the 60s, a new genre of film began in Italy called poliziotesco. It's got nothing to do with the supermarket chain and arose from the unique sociological environment in Italy at that time. The spaghetti western was dwindling in popularity, and Italian filmmakers turned their attention to subjects closer to home. Crime was reaching levels never seen before, and the era was known as Anni di Piombo, or Years of Lead. There was socio-political upheaval and kidnappings, assassinations, bank robberies, political violence, militant terrorism, an impending oil crisis, organised crime, recession and political corruption were commonplace. These subjects formed the basis of the genre, and many Italian directors became involved in it, taking the opportunity to comment upon what they saw around them. There were a lot of films made, and not all of them are good, but I'd like to share a few with you that are worth watching. Almost Human, in 1974, was directed by Umberto Lenzi and starred Thomas Millian and Henry Silver. Millian plays a small-time crook who becomes a homicidal maniac with nothing to lose and decides to kidnap an industrialist's daughter to demand a hefty ransom. Henry Silver is the policeman trying to track him down. It was the first of seven films Lenzi made with Thomas Millian. Richard Conte was due to play the policeman, but he died at the start of filming, and Henry Silver stepped in. The film pulls no punches, and there are many instances of Millian's character showing disdain for modern-day life and its lack of opportunity for disadvantaged people like him. You can sense Lenzi's attempt to try to explain why violence provided a means of expression for people with no prospects. There's a disturbing Ennio Morricone score, and here's the opening titles music. Next up is The Italian Connection, directed by Fernando Di Leo in 1972. The excellent Mario Adorf plays a pimp in Milan who gets blamed for a missing heroin shipment. Henry Silver and Woody Strode are sent from New York to find him. Mario Adorf is outstanding as the pimp who has no idea why he's being chased, but he's determined to find out the reason, and you want him to. This was the second part of DiLeo's trilogy of crime films, the first being Calibro 9 and the third, The Boss, all three made in the space of 2 years. Armando Trovajoli provided the music. An earlier example was Wake Up and Die in 1966, starring Robert Hoffman and Lisa Gastoni, and directed by Carlo Lizzani. It's based on a true story about Luciano Lutring, the son of a dairy owner who becomes an infamous jewellery thief, fueled by his love for Yvonne, a nightclub singer he meets and marries. His robberies become more and more reckless, and he is finally caught in Paris. Gian Maria Volonté plays the Italian police inspector who persuades Lutring's wife to help capture him, to save him from being killed. The film was made soon after Lutring was caught and came out while he was awaiting trial. It's a tender love story, and Lisa Gastoni is great as Yvonne. There's an Ennio Morricone score, and this excellent song, Una Stanza Vuota, that Yvonne sings when Lutring first sets eyes on her.
Capire che puoi ricominciare.
Rabid Dogs, directed by Mario Bava, is a superbly claustrophobic crime film, most of which takes place inside a small car. Three robbers escape after a bungled heist and take a man, his sick son, and a woman hostage in a car. The three robbers are brilliantly drawn, and it was Mario Bava's only crime film, but wasn't released until after his death. During post-production, one of the producers went bankrupt, and the film lay unfinished for 20 years. What's surprising is that Mario Bava was known as the maestro of the macabre for his many horror films. What a pity he didn't turn to the crime genre earlier in his career. Music was by Stelvio Cipriani. Here's the theme. What comes across in these films is a uniquely dark sense of humour, which actually helps the pacing in a strange way. It allows the often gruesome plot developments to avoid becoming too depressing. There's a keen observation of human character too, and small comic moments are plentiful. Damiano Damiani made I Am Afraid in 1977 with Gian Maria Volonté as a tired cop who is given the supposedly easy job of protecting a judge. Unfortunately, the judge uncovers some corruption higher up, and suddenly the job doesn't seem so simple anymore. Volonté is superb, and Mario Adorf turns up again as another judge to be protected, But from whom? Music is by Riz Ottolani. In Sergio Martino's highly original Suspected Death of a Miner in 1975, Claudio Cassinelli plays a detective who uncovers a prostitution ring involving teenage girls. The closer he gets to the truth, the more killings occur, and in this instance, the film could be considered a giallo film too. Add to this some genuine comic moments, and the film will leave you wondering where it's going next. Here's the great theme from Luciano Michelini.
Thank you.
The Cynic, the Rat and the Fist is a most unusual title. It was made in 1977 by Umberto Lenzi and stars Thomas Millian as the Chinaman, an extremely clever criminal who escapes from jail and then wants revenge on the policeman, Maurizio Merli, who put him there, but the cop wants to put him back in jail. The Chinaman also has aspirations to take over the territory of an American gangster played by John Saxon. This film never lets up and is a real roller coaster as the three main characters vie for control. It's a great example of the genre. Here's the opening credits music by Franco Michalizzi. Fernando Di Leo made an unusual one with Naked Violence in 1969, dealing with juvenile delinquency. A teacher is raped and killed in her classroom, and the investigating detective has to try to discover the killer amongst the class and the motivation behind it. It's a fascinating study of the various characters in the class, who are all delinquents, high on drugs, and involved in various rackets. This is again bordering on the giallo. This is the opening titles music by Silvano Spadaccino.
Thank you.
I'd like to tell you about another Damiano Damiani film called A Man on His Knees, made in 1979. It's set in Palermo in Sicily and concerns a reformed car thief, played by Giuliano Gemma, who works at a lemonade and coffee stall and gets drawn into a kidnapping and two feuding crime families. It's a very pessimistic film, like most of Damiani's work, but is very well drawn and riveting to watch. Music is by Franco Manino. Finally, we have No, The Case is Happily Resolved, directed by Vittorio Salerno in 1973. Now this is a Polizio Tesco with a difference. A man fishing beside a lake witnesses a savage murder, but fails to go to the police and gets reported as the murderer himself by the real culprit, a professor. The two protagonists are well played by Enzo Cerisico and Riccardo Cucciola, and a snooping journalist decides to take an interest, played by Claudio Nicastro, the director's brother. The underlying message here is of the miscarriage of justice, as the ordinary citizen takes the blame yet again for the crime of someone higher up the society ladder. I hope you can take the time to watch one or two of these, as you won't be disappointed. Most of them you could describe as action movies, but the rich plots, dark comedy, talented direction, and great acting distinguish them from what you would describe as action movies made now. For one thing, there's no special effects. I hear that CGI is being put aside these days to recapture a sense of reality. Of course, they're exploitative to a degree that PC sensitivity wouldn't allow now, but reveling in that freedom, they confronted fears and phobias that needed to be brought into the open for discussion. I'll leave you with the closing song from No, The Case is Happily Resolved, Mamma Giustizia by Nomadi.
Con grandi occhi vede per te. Con forte voce parla per te. con larghe braccia lei ti proteggerà. Mamma giustizia sa quello che fa. Se vedi uno che mangia per tre, e un altro che non ha niente per sé, non ci pensare, non sono affari tuoi. Mamma giustizia provvede per noi. Mamma giustizia per te. Pietosa e pura, senza pietà. Assolve, ma spezzerà. Chiunque osi colpire i figli suoi. Mamma giustizia provvede per noi. Chi ruba poco la pagherà. Va molto, sta in libertà. Tu vai tranquillo, non chiederti il perché. Mamma giustizia ci pensa da sé. Per te.